All right, we are out of executive session. I don't believe there was any decisions that had to be made. And we, okay, we are back into regular session. It is 11:07. I believe in your packet, you will see that the next on the agenda is regarding production of the movie Killers of the Flower Moon and discussion with the Assistant Chief Redcorn and...
My name's Dante.
I know what your name is. I'm just trying to think of your title.
Managed Assets.
Managed Assets Director Dante Halleck. And also in your packet, you will find, what is that? Is it the email? Are you looking at the email?
I am looking at the...
Oh, okay. Proposal. Yes, I believe it's in your packet. There's a proposal on what's going to transpire regarding production that's going to be in this building for the Killers of the Flower Moon. So right now, I'll turn this over to Assistant Chief and to Dante Halleck and let them make their presentation.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think, as I told Dante outside, my only role here is to kind of paint in big, broad strokes about the executive's attitude toward the use of this building. I've got a couple of ideas about it that we'll share, see if there's some agreement or concurrence between this committee and executive about it. Speaking plainly, the building itself, of course, is our responsibility in terms of maintenance, security, that kind of thing. But there's a lot of records in here that belong to the Congress. There's a lot of equipment in here that belongs to the Congress. There's a lot of personal effects in here that belong to the Congress. There's computers in here that belong to the Congress. So at the risk of oversimplifying, it would seem logical to keep Congress in charge of everything that belongs to Congress, and including the supervision of moving and all of that. Honestly, we don't want to be responsible for that. We can help with contracting. We can help with any of the logistics that Congress wants help with. But we really don't want to be supervising contractors that are moving congressional stuff. We think that needs to be Congress's role. In terms of getting this place, this physical place, and the interior structure of it back to the way it was, and ensuring that that happens, we think that's on us. Conversely, as far as moving all this stuff out and all of these things that belong to Congress, we think that should be Congress's role. So we don't know how you feel about that. We're trying to draw a line somewhere that's kind of logical and makes sense. Dante will be handling all of the detail work of that in terms of contracts and all that. So we'll just throw that out there as a starter and see how Congress feels about it, or at least the Congressional Affairs Committee.
Okay, I'd like to start with a question. On this proposal, you've got a filming date of May 11th. However, we were given a different set of dates in just conversations back and forth that would put us into June, which would be much more feasible for us. The May date is really going to cause some time crunches on what we do between here and there, because we have the April session that won't end until April, the end of April. And so that was my first concern. Is there any chance of adjusting those dates back to what was originally discussed? Because that's an easy move for us, and there'll be a lot of other activity going on that will take people away from their offices anyway. And then to come back after that in time for the new election. If we went from June, just the month of June, basically.
Who was having those discussions?
As a production film, as the crew would come through and the production people would come through.
Okay, so I've been in touch with the lead.
Right, we understand that you've got the right information. We're just saying that.
Maybe I brief it to you guys, and then you can maybe help you have a more informed decision.
Okay.
So basically, that we've had a few walkthroughs with the Killer of the Flower Moon production staff and the site scouts. This is one of five other sites that they're interested in for Osage Nation assets, real property. Basically, looking at that May 11th date, I kind of started drafting April, definitely off the docket until the 30th. But it does give their team a good week and a half to do the move, and that would be reimbursed, all those fees. Set dressings, doing the set. Basically, they're going to be using this as offices, and one would be for like an FBI scene. And then removal of the door, the vault. So we have a list of vault companies and moving companies as well. And I concur with the assistant chief as far as that move. Maybe that would be a reimbursed cost, that type of thing, so you have oversight of it. Moving into the 11th, it's a one-day shot. So they move pretty quick. They're 24/7 operations. They strike the set, move everything back, get everything back into operation. So we projected the 23rd, that this place would be back to normal, back the way they found it. So that was roughly. We can talk to them about the June date. This is probably the final scene in their schedule. They're looking at starting end of next month on the Main Street. So I don't know if we want to hold that up as well. But they are definitely going to be here for the dances, that type of thing. But that's more of the wrapping up of everything. That's basically where we're at with it. My team, we're looking at, obviously, space costs wouldn't be charged to the Congress during that time. We're doing some comps as far as comparing other productions, so we get a fair market rate on this for insurance, the use of the space, utilities. There'll be security on site 24/7. It'll be a closed set as well, because there will be some sort of pyrotechnics, so they'll be looking at that. Once we get all that drafted, it'll be through the AG, back into the PIF fund, the Property Improvement Fund, which in my mind is really great because we have a broken elevator over here that costs a lot to fix, and it's the safety of everybody upstairs as well. There's also going to be an inconvenience fee, just basically all this time and effort that we're doing for this. So that's basically on our side in my offices what we're looking at. Any questions?
I have a question. When we talk about the entrances and stuff, there's no other access for the people who are upstairs, right?
Fire access, but that's not.
Okay.
Yeah.
So are we talking about moving them as well or closing them down?
No, it would just be, they would have access to this, and then the tenants upstairs would have their side door access, basically use the elevator. Because the movie production is only interested in from that door up here, not the shoeshine area, not the basement. They will have interest in doing some sort of setup on the balcony up there, and then the vault door. That piece we haven't figured out yet, or they haven't figured out if they're going to just store it here. It's like a 5-ton door, that type of thing. But that's just logistics. I'm sure they have staff for that.
Anyone else have any questions? Congressman Walker.
I think this provides us an opportunity to showcase this bank building. It is a cool old building. There is a plaque on the front that basically states that it was built or given to the Osage Nation back in the day. As far as I'm concerned, my own personal office stuff, I can take care of that. I would be willing to help others kind of move their stuff out. I think those are logistical details that we can easily overcome. As far as the concerns the staff may have, that can be worked out through the speaker or second speaker. And we have an opportunity for two or three or four or five other meetings this committee can have between now and then to facilitate this. And between Mr. Halleck and the Attorney General's office, I think they can work out the administrative details. I think we need to make this as uncomplicated as possible.
Any other comments, questions? Congressman Potts.
I have no real comments regarding this. Mr. Halleck, it looks like you've done a great job with handling the situation. My main question is to this committee, and I believe I echoed it in an email. If we're going to go somewhere, now's a pretty good time to go. If we're going to pack up everything. We've been talking about getting out of this building. We've been talking about moving back up on the hill. Where are we at with that discussion? So unfortunately, it's not necessarily, you've done a good job on this contract, but if we're going to move out on the 11th, is there somewhere we can go to kill two birds with one stone?
We considered that as well as far as space requests and different space. But that's would be have to be initiated by Congress to see if you officially wanted to move. Also, official approval of this. I haven't gotten approval that we even want to do this. But that's a great idea. Because they were like, well, where are we going to store all this stuff? And the movie people were like, well, just leave it in the trucks and store it and have it, insured. Leave it in the truck and then bring it back, that type of thing. But you're right. There's other spaces available. It may be more dynamic and, economically savvy to open this to other options.
Congressman Potts.
My understanding was the biggest holdup was that there was nowhere else for us to go. And that's what we had been told.
That's what's going through my mind. Is okay. I can't think of an alternate location that would be a permanent location for us. If somebody's got one. Congressman Walker.
Those thoughts were going through my head as well. But once I heard the timeline set, it's after session. It's a one-day shoot. We have a week and a half to move everything out. I would be fine with my stuff being temporarily stored in a truck outside, upstairs in a closet. This may initiate discussion that moves us back up on the hill in some other building somewhere. That's great, but between now and then, I think we need to work to facilitate the movie folks being able to shoot in here.
I agree. Congressman Potts. Congressman Mason, yes.
There's another man at this table that he and I remember the day in 2006, on day one that the first Congress came into being. We had no offices. And for a while, we had an office for our clerks, but individually, we had none. And my thought for a small period of time, I can office at home if I have to. You can get hold of me. Meeting or anything, we'll just hold off on those till we're clear to move somewhere else. But it's a thought that we might just consider taking your stuff, like store it someplace, put it in your garage or something that we used to do. And we had no choice back in that day. Just the office at the house, get hold of one another, if we need to talk one like we do now, and then come back. And there's a plus thing in that because once we start packing and moving stuff, you get to go through your stuff. Maybe there's some stuff that we don't need to bring back that you can discard, and yet there's some things that are very personal and very official that you want to hold on to. But there was a time that Assistant Chief and I remember we had no offices. We didn't have phones. We didn't have anything. And that was in the beginning. But here we are today, we are here temporarily in this bank, and who knows, this Congress or the next Congress have another home, another site. Amen, that's all.
Thank you. Assistant Chief Redcorn.
We actually met under a cedar tree in front of the...
I know, you all are really making my heart hurt, because that was my responsibility to get Congress into some...
And I regrettably missed leave. So,
thank you, though. Thank you for being here. And thank you for waiting for us. Congressman Potts.
I can echo Congressman Walker and Congressman Mason. My stuff, I have no problem with. We have documents that can't be insured. They're original documents from 2006 that we just haven't had the ability to move anywhere.
That might be something we should work on as far as an alternate for that one piece.
Okay.
We do have archives as well in Hominy.
Archives has a copy, it's the legislative record that we would need to maintain, but that stuff, it can't be insured. There's no value you can place on it. It's simply irreplaceable.
We might look at some alternatives for that, I think.
But I'm largely in favor of, if we're packing up, let's try to find a place to go. I don't know.
Come to Whitehorn.
Well, our staff offices, they don't have to pack up. It's just,
no, they don't.
It's just our offices that yes. we reside in a couple of days a month and during session. So,
well, I beg to differ
it's
with
the
that
vault.
Now.
I get it. Some of us are here more than others. So, seems to be the plight of speaker and second speaker that they spend a lot more time here in the office than others. So, yeah, I get that. But our staff settled in. We don't have a place to go right now. Are the Fire Kings the only thing that's in the vault?
Fire Kings and some small fire.
I believe we have enough space for us to keep our congressional record here in the office. You guys won't be using the offices next door, Mr. Halleck, will you?
Next door, no.
No. So I think the Fire Kings can go over there. That way we'll have possession of our congressional record. So that's, to me, that's not an issue. But would I like to have a new place? Of course I would like to have a new place, but we don't have a new place. And I'm not willing to make another move to another temporary place. So as bad as I don't particularly care for the setup that we have right now. It is our setup. So until we've got, for me, for my opinion and my vote, until we have a permanent home to go to, I'm not up for another temporary move. Okay. Especially
staff. I would be glad for a permanent move to put that back on the agenda and start those discussions again, because we do have some thoughts there.
Okay.
Congressman Mason.
Thank you. Just acknowledge that there's a couple other people here that are former speakers. Always like to listen to our clerk to see if they have anything to say from their side of the building. It's important for them if they're comfortable with what we're talking about, if they have any input that we haven't heard yet, because they're important too. They're the ones here every day, 24/7 or whatever they need to be, as well as speaker and assistant speaker. I'm just wanting to see if you had any concerns, thoughts.
My only concerns have been what is in that vault, because I am charged with protecting those documents. So that is my primary concern. I understand what Mr. Halleck is saying as far as a week and a half to get things out of this building and everything and get it stored however it's going to be stored or whatever. I do have a little bit of concern with that. I feel that that's rushing it, with the last day of session being the 27th of April, and it could possibly be extended to the 30th. I feel that that's putting a really pretty substantial rush on it, because even if all of the Congress members take all of their personal stuff home while we're in session, there's a lot of staff. I don't think Congress actually realizes how much staff is in this building. And desks are not easily put into those offices. They went up and over. We didn't take glass out. That is an option, and it may be easier for other people to do it, but there's a lot of stuff in here that has to be moved. So I'm concerned that the time frame is a little bit rushed. It's not my decision ultimately, but my biggest concern is what's in that vault, because I am responsible for it.
All right, thank you for your comments. Congressman Potts.
I can just echo that, having been on staff when we moved down here. Probably easier said than done. I think we can do it if we've got outside help. I mean, staff did a lot of that moving last time, but I remember being down here with Jason Duty pushing a desk over the top of that glass.
I have a battalion down here.
And what I would say is, one more thing, I'm not for another temporary move. These desks may not survive two or three more passes over that glass, because we were having some problems with them getting them in there in the first place. So if we go somewhere, if you're going to look, we need somewhere that's permanent.
I'm really of the opinion that we go this route where it's all just stored in the trucks. That's also, with us not having to go rent some other space or having to move and set up and all the hours, the IT hours and stuff that go into that, setting us up. If it's gonna really just be that month, then I'm all for leaving it in a truck, moving the Fire Kings, and we come back when it's all put back together. I just don't think there's a permanent move space for us right now. Speaker.
Madam Chair. Mr. Halleck, just again, that front office, are they going to be using anything out of that front office?
Yes, all these offices up
okay,
down the road.
So that front office, the very front
yes.
one, will be used. Because I just have some stuff that the museum came down and decorated with, and I want to make sure that they're the ones that come back and remove it and take it
good
back.
Thought.
So that was one question I have. And the other thing is you never can be too sure with Hollywood. They say it's one day.
Right.
And a lot of factors, if the shoot or the scene or something's not right with whomever, they could ask for an extension. And I just wanted to, it's a weird time of year anyway. It's going to be
right.
weather related, could cause some delays. It is tornado season. There could be, you know, the election year. I don't know. But we have, I guess you are negotiating a rate for them to come in here and use this facility?
Yes.
Okay. So, and we're prepared if it takes them one day, 2 days, 3 days, that daily rate will.
Yeah, we'll have to build that
they're
contingency.
They're okay with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe the budget's like $150 million, so overall. And we have a consultant as well who's been on other sites, so I think there's budget for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
So I was going to ask Speaker, is that from professional experience?
Well, the one day thing.
I do want to throw this out there, though, in the negotiations and discussions with them. They are renting the or leasing the carpet factory. So if the risk benefit or cost benefit outweighs, you know, the benefit of using the space, they can build it as well. Just throwing it out there that, you know, they really love the building because it's vintage and all that. But
sure.
Movies, they can build a set for
the
same amount.
Building. Congresswoman Whitehorn, did you have something?
Yes, it's my understanding they're going to cover the complete cost of the move in
Absolutely.
And out.
Absolutely.
So we can have professionals
bring
whatever
definitely.
They need to strap and haul desks over the professionals can do that.
And my guys
so,
aren't going to be touching this. It'll be a full contract group coming in.
We didn't have a professional moving company last time.
Oh, yeah, that's a good question. The server, our server room, will it be able to stay where it is or will it have to be moved as well?
I'll have to ask Mark.
Okay. All right, we'll find out that answer for that. That's okay.
And just for the group, too, running comparisons on how the federal system runs when I work there. Space requests, we don't really have a process yet in place for that. And generally, it's the GSA system. So to make an official request, I think that would be good because I know there was a lot of, Congress takes care of the appropriation and that part of it, but there's not really an entity other than my department loosely for that space request, the official space request. So maybe that'll help to say, okay, we asked it. Operations at that point is responsible for getting an actual real property for you guys as well. So something to think about. And also the former Congress and Minerals Council area, all that's been mitigated, remediated, it's open. Just FYI.
Okay. Like I said, I'll put that on an agenda, a future agenda for us to talk again about permanent moves.
Can I give this to you?
Mr. Halleck, that's not being used in any way, shape, or form, stored?
They have plans, but nothing so far. And there was a little flooding issue. We've been working on that. The mold issue has been remediated.
There's a huge flooding issue.
Yeah, big flooding issue.
I thought remediation was kind of crazy.
Has the flood issue been mitigated?
It's in the process of getting
okay.
Yeah, and it's drainage. And well, in comparison to our other buildings that flooded in this last flood, in my mind, it's a little bit minor, but those other, like our wellness centers got hammered. That's something else. But there is space there. Outside looking in, when I came here, fresh eyes, I was like, why are we in this lobby? You know what I mean? I've been off the res for so long and came back. I'm like, what are we doing here? That type of thing. So I would love to find a space for you guys, you know, like a beautiful, awesome, perfect. Takes time. You guys know how that is. But it would be nice to find that for you somewhere. And like you said, this might be, why move twice when you could do it once temporarily until you get the big one?
Like I said, I'll put it on an agenda, but we had actually gotten it to the architectural piece.
Yeah.
And stalled at that point. So.
Just.
I was going to say, for clarification, we were told to get out of that building because it was uninhabitable.
Oh, right, right.
That's why.
With the mold?
Yeah. That's why we're in the lobby.
I'm also a safety officer in my former life, so we went through mold in hospitals and all that, and it's at a OSHA acceptable levels now, so I'll say that.
All right. Any further discussion on this issue? And I think we have...
One more comment, though.
Sorry. Mr. Halleck.
I'm just kind of in limbo right now. I'm going to stand by until I actually get official request that you guys want to do this, because I will be meeting with them in about a week or so. Right now, there's nobody's... No,
I think the consensus is that we do want to do it. Okay. It's the logistics of it.
We can make a motion, can't we?
Sure, go ahead.
That would help me.
Deadline that we need to absolutely be out of here.
I think he's stated it here. It would be November, maybe May the 10th. I mean, we would want to be out before that, but I mean, that's the day before they shoot.
Sure. Yeah. Well, and if that changes, let us know.
Absolutely.
I was reading in the letter that January they're going to have the final production schedule. So you already have a copy of that?
No, I talked to them this morning. They're coming back from Christmas break, and they should have it, I think, next week when we meet again.
Maybe if you could shoot them an email and say it would really work better for us to move it back a week?
Sure. I mean, into June?
No.
Just even a week, because really when session does end, if we do extend, it takes our clerk's office probably 2 to 3 days, if they're working hard, to wrap up a session,
right,
let alone focus their mind on helping us move out.
So it was my understanding, though, all we need to do is come up with a decision of how we want it to go, how we want it to roll out. At that point, Mr. Halleck's job to contract the labor and contract the storage and how we see it. So we just have to decide how we want to do it. Clark, you have a comment?
I do have a question. I know he's going to check about the server, but I also know that our IT guy is going to have to come and deal with IT, so our IT stuff, mm-hmm, as far as all of this equipment and the stuff that's overhead. So I just want to say that I would prefer our personal IT take care of that.
Absolutely.
Because
absolutely,
that is what we deal with all the time.
Yeah. Which would be a reimbursable expense, correct?
Yeah, all the man hours.
Okay. So did you want to make, or Congressman Walker, do you have something?
Well, we don't have a meeting scheduled in the next week or 10 days. I don't want to come out of here and end the meeting and Mr. Halleck not really have
the ability. Well, that's what I was thinking. I think we just need to come up
with... I say move forward and give us a report. I don't see any pushback other than logistical details. And I would also say some of these issues that are being brought up, maybe I'm naive or just haven't been around it, but my thoughts are they've got a small army, and you could walk in the morning and walk in that afternoon and go, wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what I think.
I agree.
All right, Congressman Potts.
What's your deadline of when you need something?
End of the week would be good, because I'm meeting with them again next week. That would help us on our negotiation side.
So you want to make a motion that we prepare an outline for Mr. Halleck or something? Congressman Potts?
Make a motion to direct the second speaker to negotiate a final contract with Mr. Halleck for the Killers of the Flower Moon filming and use of congressional office space and execute the contract to honor before January 10th. Immediately upon execution, this motion shall further direct the second speaker to communicate details regarding the move to the full Congress.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion regarding that motion? Congressman Walker.
Contract between the Congress and who?
It's directing second speaker to negotiate a final contract with Mr. Halleck for Killers of the Flower Moon. So I assume that your office will be responsible for whatever contract this is, but the contract is for this purpose. So
for our piece, for our sliver of it, I guess, just for our space.
All we're trying to do is...
I know what all we're trying to do. That just seems a little bit out of our scope, is the second speaker negotiating a contract with Mr. Halleck with the Killers of the Flower Moon folks. Except that to me just sounds like we're overcomplicating it. As far as I'm concerned, authorize the second speaker to...
Facilitate
and provide reports to the Congressional Affairs Committee. Negotiating contracts is not within our scope, in my opinion.
I think for our office space, it is.
I would vote yes.
Whatever Mr. Halleck is able to get into this contract that he's presented to us needs to be with in line with what our second speaker is okay with. So this motion would give the second speaker the authority to get that into this contract. Something has to be executed. I think that that needs to have our name on it. So I'm not trying to grab details or make this more complicated. I'm just trying to give the second speaker the authority to sign and execute whatever Mr. Hallett comes up with as an addendum to this contract.
Congressman Mason.
Just to preface this, I'm a 76-year-old man. I'm excited to have a movie come in.
Yeah.
And I like the idea of perhaps CA meeting again as soon as possible, say next 12 days, 10, you know, make your post it up, because it seemed like you might be jumping in, and we're all excited to make and these kinds of decisions right now, this moment, and he still has some things to get with the Louis people and finalize, get some things down in calendar. I like my own little personal calendar, and I've got a lot of notes in there, but none of them are in ink. And I would just only suggest that CA might meet again very soon just to talk about this one item and put it out here on the table, see where we are. And then by that time, maybe explore some things in your mind that where we might end up, where we might be able to function, and some of these other issues that we just brought to the table. Think about those between now and your next meeting so that we'll all kind of have a handle on this. Mr. Walker said this is, there's no need to make this complicated. Just make it simple. You know, if there's going to be some place that it's going to be used, then we need to get out of the way for a while and then get back and take care of what we need to do. Amen.
Thank you. Congressman Walker.
Well, maybe we hold off on a formal action by the committee. Why don't, this is just an idea. You could schedule a meeting for next Monday or Tuesday, or Tuesday or Wednesday, and even one 48 hours later, just in case we don't get a quorum, then we could meet, have two opportunities. If we do meet, then you cancel the next meeting. And that would give Mr. Hallock some time to have discussions with the movie folks and report back to us on how the negotiations and some of the logistical details are going. I just don't feel comfortable with that motion.
Okay. Congressman Potts.
Let me withdraw and restate. Motion to direct the second speaker to negotiate with Mr. Dante Hallock details to be included in a contract for the Killers of the Flower Moon filming and use of congressional office space. And immediately upon execution of such contract, this motion shall further direct the second speaker to communicate details regarding any potential move to the full Congress.
Second.
Okay. Discussion. Congressman. It's nothing.
Okay. There's got to be something that gives you the authority to
So I think you left execute a contract in there.
Just throw this out there as well. The real property are the assets of the Osage Nation people, in my mind. Everybody, all the programs that are in here are all tenants. And so it's a simple move request, a simple temporarily move. So maybe that'll help frame where we're at. All the programs, they're tenants. Tenants in my mind. And I'm there to support them for the real property, space requests. Yeah, they're assets of the nation.
I can agree. I certainly respect that. The Congress is not a program of the nation, though.
It's a branch.
This branch has to take some type of action on where we're going to be. I think this motion gives you all the authority. You're dealing with all of the contracts. You're just negotiating the details for our portion. And upon execution, once you sign it, you communicate to us what we need to do.
Makes sense.
That's all this motion does.
All right. All right, any further discussion? All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed? All right, we're good to go.
Anybody want set passes?
I don't know. We'll see how the negotiation goes.
All right.
Good? Motion to adjourn.
Good. Thank you. Motion to adjourn.
Mr. Hallock, if you want to stick around for a second.
Okay. Without objection, we are adjourned. Thank you. It is 11:41.